Hi, welcome back to the Street View podcast from the Dallas Public Library. My name is Heather Lowe, and I'm the Adult Services Administrator here. And we've had a few changes since you last heard from us. And so...
Well, one of the changes, we now have Suzanne Glover. I'm the Homeless Outreach Coordinator for the library. And we also have Michael here. Michael, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael. I am here home in Dallas, here home at the library, currently experiencing homelessness.
We also have with us some of our library staff that work here at the Central Library, and they're going to get in on the podcast and talk to some of our homeless neighbors.
Hi, my name's Kristen. I'm a librarian with the Dallas Public Library at the Central Library. Working with our homeless neighbors has been a big change for me coming from a small city, but it's been really rewarding to be able to help people and to feel like I'm making a difference and that the library is making a difference in people's lives.
And hi, I'm Carlos. I'm a library associate and I work for Kristen. I've been here about a year now, and working at the library has opened my eyes to a lot of things I haven't seen before, but a lot of good too.
We also have Ryan. Ryan, who are you? You're behind the scenes, but what are you doing for us?
I'm probably the only consistent member from the original Street View team back when we had, back in the days of Rashad and Jasmine and a few other folks, but you may hear from me from time to time, but I'll mostly be behind the scenes making sure this thing gets hopefully sounding okay and making everybody sound halfway intelligent, including myself, that is.
It's the really hard job.
Right. And we also have Alice. Alice, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am Alice. I am a library associate here at the library. I work closely with Suzanne with the Homeless Engagement Initiative. I have a bachelor's in social work, and honestly, working with this community is my first time, but it was a little overwhelming at first, but now I've become more comfortable, and yeah.
We're here, and we're ready to get this going.
The new season of Street View, New Voices, is going to feature people you might not have heard from before, but we're excited to share the stories of our homeless friends and neighbors and open you up to some of the stories that might not be covered elsewhere. So in this first episode, we're just going to give you a little taste of what's to come. We did some recording at our Backpack Challenge. If you haven't heard of our Backpack Challenge, it's an annual event. I think this year was the fifth annual event where we get our neighbors to donate supplies to help keep our homeless friends warm and dry over the winter. We pack backpacks with scarves, gloves, hats, hygiene kits, and of course, a deck of playing cards as well. And not to mention notes of encouragement, because everybody needs a little encouragement, right?
That's right, Heather. And since this was my first time and Michael's first time with the Backpack Challenge, we wanted to do something to help and sort of go out and talk to some of those who were participating. And we heard that people would be waiting outside before the library even opened to receive their backpacks. So we decided we would go out and talk to some of our homeless neighbors.
So when we went out there, we asked people what their dreams were and how they ended up in their situation and how they ended up in Dallas and about the Backpack Challenge. And we got a lot of different interesting answers from them.
We ran into one big challenge right away, though.
They called me New York. What's your name?
Kristen.
I'm New York. What's up? What's your name?
Michael.
And why that look like a taser?
We were
wearing
the same thing.
That looked like a straight taser.
I had to show people it wasn't.
Yeah, for real. That's what I thought at first. I was talking about you at first.
So even though everyone thought the audio recorder was a taser, they thought the Backpack Challenge was a blessing.
So what does something like this mean to you?
It's a helping hand. It's excellent. It helps me get on my feet. I don't have too many clothes or whatever, so it helps. It's a blessing for the city. It's just a great, great idea. It's a great day.
You gonna let him in?
So how do you feel about the Backpack Challenge?
I actually think that's really good that you guys took time out to actually give back, to the homeless, to the community. I think that it's very important that you guys do that because you recognize us as people.
How do you feel about the Backpack Challenge?
I think that y'all doing a whole lot because you have more homeless come to y'all library than you do anywhere in the state of Dallas. And y'all give back to us things that we need, like hygiene, socks, hats. It's cold, so that's a blessing that God worked through y'all to help us.
How do you feel about this event?
What event?
The backpack challenge.
Let's move it up a little bit more.
That's what you're in line for.
What am I in line for?
Yeah.
I don't know. Everybody else is here.
Everybody else is here.
It's a good reason.
Well, they said something about backpack. Yeah. We need to.
And people had a lot of great things to say about the library, too.
How long you been in Dallas?
I've been in Dallas for like 3 years now.
How's your experience been?
It's been a good experience. It's better than where I'm from in Washington, D.C. Especially being homeless, you would be locked up 6 months to a year in federal prison with a federal felony. But Dallas is showing a lot of love to the homeless people.
So you come to the library?
I come to the library every day. For the last 3 years I've been here, I've been coming to this library every day.
How did you come to Dallas?
I just got stranded, got homeless. So
have you been coming to the library often?
Just about Monday through Friday. Sometimes on Saturdays.
We asked people about their obstacles in life and about the dreams that they have after overcoming them.
Do you have any dreams?
Yeah, well, my dreams is to one day maybe teach people how to do mechanic work, because I'm a mechanic, so I wouldn't mind teaching people. Yes, sir. That's what I do.
Wish you all the success in that, man.
What's that?
I said, I hope you get success.
It's here and there, but it's excellent, and I'd like to teach little kids how to do. That's my dream, to teach people how to work on cars. That's what I like to do.
I was born here and ended up making some bad investments, throwing good money after bad, and ended up with no money. And now I'm on Social Security and waiting until that builds up so I can afford a place to live. So that's how I ended up here.
So that's your dream? Do you have a wider dream?
Well, I do a lot of theater, and so I'm trying to promote myself doing set design and lighting design and things like that, trying to get as many theater jobs as I can. So that's what I eventually, I've done that all my life, and I want to keep doing it. So I've just reached a bit of a setback.
Do you have any dreams?
Yeah, I got dreams. I mean, I would like to see everybody have something, or at least make life easier for them instead of easy, where they at least have to work for a little something. But it gives them a step up to let them know that the city does still love them, and they are appreciated around. We the untapped workforce. And Dallas is real good to people. The library is the best place to come to. You can learn a lot here. It keeps you out of trouble. You can meet a lot of people, get new experiences, and it could also give people a career advancement to come to the library. It's real good.
What's your dream? What's your goal?
I'm just waiting for my Social Security benefits start, and I can get me a place of my own and get off the streets.
Something that kept coming up over the last clips that we played was Social Security and waiting on that to come in order to get housing. And that's not something I quite understand. So I thought maybe it wasn't something that our listeners may have a great understanding of either. So we're going to have Suzanne, if you'll remember, she's our homeless engagement coordinator, sort of offer up an explanation about that for us.
Social Security benefits is a benefit that comes from the Social Security Administration. And some of our homeless neighbors receive that benefit in different ways. Some received it by SSDI, which is earnings that is received by working citizens. And the other benefit is SSI, which is earnings that you receive by having a disability. That disability could be mental health or physical. And it's a set fee that you receive every month. And they would use that income to pay for their rent once they receive housing. Because it's a fixed income, you know, some people get $750, some get $730. It just kind of depends on who you are and what you have going on, the amount that you receive.
So they only get like $750 a month.
Yes, for the most part, give or take a dollar or two, I could be off. But it's no more than a set fee that everyone gets.
That's not very much.
No, it's not very much. But if you
you're talking with somebody who's healthy and doesn't get any.
Well, yes, that's a good point, because $750 is not a lot. $730 is not a lot to us. But if you take that and you couple it with housing, a low income based housing, then it works out great, because from my understanding, your housing should never be more than 30% of your income. So you take 30% of that $750 or $730 or $780, wherever they get, it's only like $200 and some change. So then you can live off the rest of your light bill. And again, like Michael just stated, $750 is a lot to someone who don't have anything right now, but have that disability, where that disability is mental health, where the disability is physical. And again, that's not all our neighbors getting Social Security based on disabilities. Some of our neighbors may be getting benefits based on survivor benefits, based on SSDI, which means they have worked and they're older, our elderly adults. They get SSDI because they worked their whole life, so now they get this check. So it's different types of disability you can get. So I just don't want to say disability based on medical, mental, or physical. So it's different levels of it. But it do work for them because, again, if you have that fixed income and you have low housing, put those two together, then you can be successful and have a home. Because even for me, I work, but if I pay out my bills, I only have X million dollars left. So you kind of look at it from that perspective. Then it can work for them.
So what about the housing shortage?
I heard there was a housing shortage in Dallas, like that we were short.
I don't know if it's a housing shortage.
Like low-income housing.
It's more of a low-income housing concern.
There's
that we
definitely
have.
Not a housing shortage.
Right, because we got housing being built every day downtown.
There's a low-income housing shortage, though?
Yes. We're even not necessarily just low-income. It's just a housing. We're in a market right now that we don't have affordable housing. Rents are so expensive right now that the average person that works cannot afford the rent. You know, I know individuals who make $30,000 a year and can't live off of that because for one bedroom is $900 to $1,000 a month.
So now these luxury apartments that are being built all over in downtown and things, are people able to use their Social Security to get that like 20% cost or whatever with every housing place?
If that manager was to approve something like that with the city, then maybe yes. But the problem is, from my understanding, there's not a lot of apartment complex managers, corporations that's approving that. I don't really know the correct answer to that question. That's really political. So I don't want to say something that's probably not true. And someone be like, no, Suzanne, that's not why we're not doing it. But I do know that if you have a fixed income, then most of the high rises that you're sitting downtown, you cannot afford it. And if you do have an income, like myself and Library Associates, I can't afford $1,000 a month for a one bedroom with my family's four. What a family four are going to do with a one bedroom that costs $1,000 a month?
Yeah, no, it's a huge challenge. And the places that are going up are not places that people can afford, the new places downtown.
Whoever
and things.
Like us,
yeah.
Right.
This
is kind of me and my friend's situation right now because me and my friend, as you know, are trying to look for a place. He gets some SS income and I get some much smaller income.
But
from
you get some income.
It's still very hard to find somewhere we can afford.
It's funny you should say that, because going back to our buddy New York from the beginning, she had some things to say about housing and the affordable housing situation here.
You know, the clothes and all of the food is all good because we get an abundance of it. When I tell you, Dallas got the best and the most resources there are, but it's just the housing that's hard, man. I would say we're just, you know what I'm saying, open up more housing and more.
How long have you been homeless for?
This is the way I put it. Okay. No, gonna be real with you.
All right.
I haven't had a place in my name in 9 years. To me, that means if you can't rent an apartment in your name and it's yours, that's homelessness. I had caught my felonies 9 years ago. They still deny me getting an apartment. And really, in the Bible says after 7 years, man should be what? You should be, you should be able to redemptive all
forgiven
your
at all,
exactly.
Yeah.
So it's late now, but I am on housing now. I mean, I'm on the list and all of that, so I'm just waiting. It's a waiting game now, but I've actually started 8 months ago, like really getting in the system. But I've been dealing with the, you know, hopping from here to here to here. I've had apartments before, but then, look, you pay $750 for an apartment, then the person that put it in your name, you got to pay him $250. Then they knocking on your door and say they want $50, so you're paying $1,000. That's abuse, like, at the end of the day. So, okay, you know what I told him after a year? I'm going to show everybody something. I'm going to go homeless because I'm getting abused. I can't eat. I'm paying you. You knocking. You tell. Well, like, you know, I rented the apartment for you. You know how many people go through that? For real. Thousands of people go through that. They go through it, but I'm not going through it. So, plus, you know, I got some sickness going on. So I said, you know what? Let me just go over here to the bridge, live over here. I got the doctors over there. Everything is in one. And do what I got to do. It's a waiting process, but you just got to do it. But these events right here, I always come early. You see how early I am?
Yeah.
Then I was over there. I ran over there, did over there. We've done over here, go to the next one. We don't never need for nothing. Hygiene-wise and food-wise, never. It's just housing-wise. More housing. Please, more housing. If y'all could do anything, fight for housing.
So the whole reason we're doing this podcast and the reason we talk to the people outside during the Backpack Challenge is to give a voice to those whose voice isn't respected. Love is what we're missing, and love is what it's going to take to make the changes we need to make in order to make our lives better.
It's really well said, Mike. And so another person who we talked to really summed it up well also, so we'll let you listen to him now.
The people out here on the streets, these are real human beings. They really need help. But the city, the state, don't want to help people that's homeless, because the situation is they look at them like, you know, like they're lower class people.
Yeah.
And it's not.
That's not right.
A human being, they need assistance, and people look at, you know, don't look down on nobody, because, hey, same person you looking down on would be somebody yourself be in the same situation. So even if somebody's doing drugs, don't look down on them. Just try to help them get back on their feet. And try to do something positive to make another person better. You know, because you never know the situation you might be in. Might not have a place to stay. Might not have a roof over your head. Might not have a job. I always think about God got your back. He watch over you. He love you. But he'll never leave you. So with that, I'm going to let you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, that's just about it for this segment. More discussions about housing is on the horizon. But next time, it's all about what I'm all about. Love, relationships, positive, no drama. Maybe a little bit of drama.